The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed!
Easily offended...
Get over yourself!
Or you got a gigantic stink up your...
Oh, hold it!
You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show, an online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Gentle Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
do. I'm just glad I got my ale. Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello, everyone. This is the Gentle Silverwing Show for June 14th, 2011. I am your host, Gentle Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the bringing, Malone, Taylor, Fine Armors, and Baker Cookies, and the reason we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show, Elkman Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the in-game chat channel. That's OGR on the Antonia Bale server, which is up and running 24-7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elkman's videos, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. How are we doing today, Elkman?
Good.
Good? Just good?
Just good.
Just good. All right. Well, let's see what's going on here today. I was reminded earlier that the Incy Wincy Spider is open right now. Antonia Bale server. 4 Bale Court, South Kinos, under the Spider. The Spider. 4 Bale Court, South Kinos, Antonia Bale server. A little bit later on, I believe this is the week, she goes every other week, I believe this is the week the Saya's Hammer is open, and she will be open in about an hour, unless I'm completely mistaken. Alright, let's see. So what's going on this week?
Isn't the Festival of Unity to start this weekend?
Let me see, it's supposed to be starting next Monday, actually, I believe. Unless, again, I am completely mistaken. Someone can correct me on that if I'm wrong. That's going to be next week. Pardon me. Festival of Unity, Antonia Bale server. Normally around Kinos. Okay, True Flight is telling me it starts next Sunday.
Festival of Unity.
Compared to this coming Sunday.
Yes, Sunday the 19th.
Sunday the 19th?
Well,
it's
I was I was one day off.
It's this coming Sunday. It's Father's Day.
Yes. So bring your dad to the Festival of Unity. He probably won't know what the hell's going on and wondering what the hell a gnome is. What is that thing? Dad, that's a gnome. Is he going to give me a good rate on travel?
No, he's for polishing shoes.
Polishing shoes as well, yeah. Alright, let's see here. So, Festival of Unity, starting this weekend. Video! Do you need any more people for your video?
Yes.
Alright, let's plug that a bit then. We are currently working on a brand new music video. I think the problem we had with the ad that you put out, hon, is it was kind of vague on when and where. So, when would you like people to get together?
Well, we'll try for another shoot tomorrow. I mean, Chad wants to be in it as one of the guards, so we need some Freeport and Kinos guards. You could be both if you want.
Mm-hmm. And so tomorrow.
Let's try
and
shooting tomorrow night.
Okay, about around what time you think?
What, 7?
Around 7. So around this time tomorrow, just send a tell or an in-game message or something to Elquin Jenna. Why don't you go ahead and say
and
something?
We'll put tells out in the OGR channel too.
Right. Yeah, we'll say something in the OGR channel. Want to get some people so we can get this video going. You got some scenes done this weekend.
I still need a Luke and Dallaire.
Yeah, we need someone with one of those Luke and Dallaire masks from the Night of the Dead trick or treating quest.
True Flight. True Flight.
Yeah, I think True Flight has one. Definitely has to be a male. With this mask. So yeah, we need a Luke and Dallaire
look alike.
That's the word I was looking for that. And let's see, what else we need? We need a tier 3 common lands guild hall that we can that's broken out of, or give me trustee permissions and I'll break out of it. We need to do some work in the common lands. But we don't want the actual common lands. So yeah, so if you don't have one that's broken out, give me trustee permission and two teleport pads and I'll break out for you. That's what I do, apparently.
Yeah, if we don't, I'll work something else out.
Yeah, well, all right, and let's see. What
was that?
What?
Oh, never mind.
What?
It's a guild thing.
What?
Oh, one of the guild masters of Arcane Master put a rally banner in the Great Divide. I was like, I've never seen that pop up on my screen before. I was like,
oh,
what?
Okay.
So
yeah.
I guess apparently when somebody puts a guild banner up, travel banner, it shows up.
Ah. And as Edrain on the Antonia Bale server was saying, remember, we don't need a broken outhouse. We need a broken out house.
Broken outhouse is really stinky.
Yeah. Yeah, we need a broken out guild hall. So we can get into the common
lands.
Tier 3 common lands
guild hall.
Of course, you realize someone out there is going to make a broken outhouse now. I can see it happening.
Probably.
I can see it happening. I don't think there's any in-game house item that looks like a swarm of flies, but there is that thing with the skulls flying around. That could work just as well. Minimized, you know what I mean? Oh, brother. All right, anyway. So what else do we need? We need the Tier 3 guild hall. We need a Luke and Dallaire look-alike.
Yeah, let me check my notes.
Yeah, we need some notes there.
But yeah, we went in to do some filming over the weekend, and you know, for the pirate boat, and what else did we do? Oh, the party scene. And a lot of times it's just we have the people and we can go on to the next thing. So we just did.
Yeah.
We also did some of the flyby scenes.
Yep.
Griffin Patrol, whatever. Griffin Riders.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we
still need the Kinos and Freeport Guard scene.
Okay, that should be easy enough. I mean, just people in armor, really.
Well, they gotta look like Freeport Guards.
Which isn't that difficult, really.
Probably still need a cute little Fae to flirt with Cheez-It.
Oh, I'm sure we can find a Fae to flirt with Cheez-It. You know, Cheez-It made an appearance at the Soulfire Club last night.
He did.
Mm-hmm, he was there for a little bit. He had some fruit and some milk. Some Faeberry milk, actually. And hung around for a little bit. That was about it.
Oh, we gotta drag Doofu out for some shots of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we gotta Doofu out. But really, we...
Yeah, we still... Yeah, probably 4 to 6 fake girls. We need Lucan, we need a lookalike, and a tier 3 Freeport broken out Paul.
Mm-hmm. All right. So if you have any of that stuff and want to contribute and get your name in the credits and stuff like that, see El Quinjena, send her a message, email her, feel her up, anything like that. Get her attention. Greatly appreciated, and you'll get in the credits. And there will be much rejoicing. Yay! Alright, let's see here. We do have a birthday to announce. Adam Bell.
Well, wait a minute. Will True Fight, you keep flashing your Lucan mask. Are you willing to be Lucan for me? You probably have to change it to a human. Now we're waiting.
Anyway, we do have a birthday to announce. Adam Bell, who is the husband of the Den Mother, his birthday is coming up. He is the he's the TradeScare developer for EQ1, isn't he?
Yes. Okay. I don't think he's Trade School anymore, but he's on the EQ1 team.
Oh, okay. Well, last I heard, he was the Trade School dev. I could be wrong about that. So, happy birthday to Adam. He was the only birthday I saw on my Facebook thing. So, here come the birthday trolls! To Adam, I've been corrected here. He is actually, let's scroll back up here. He is the producer of EQ2 now. So a big jump for him. Congratulations to Adam. I did not know about that. Of course, I don't keep up with the EQ1 news all that often, but congratulations to Adam. Alright. Let's see. We do have one death of note this week. Do you know the name Roy William Skelton? Elkman?
No.
Roy William Skelton. I bet you'd know his voice. I bet you know his voice if you heard it. Exterminate!
I can't hear nothing, remember?
Exterminate!
He was one of the derelicts?
He was the voice of the Daleks in the... not in the new... Actually, I'm not sure if he did the new... Doctor Who series.
Probably in the old series.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he did the new one, but he definitely did the Daleks in the old Doctor Who series.
You're breaking up for once.
No, I'm not.
To me, you are. Up. I'm hearing you kind of doing funny stuff.
I see. So, yes, Roy William Skelton, the voice of the Daleks from Doctor Who, passed away this week of a stroke.
I didn't know that was his name. I am a Doctor Who fan, but I'm not a deep Doctor Who fan.
Well,
I can't name you all the Doctors, and I mean, I can go up to Baker.
I only watched the Tom Baker years. I didn't see anything before or after.
I've watched him as much as I could, all the other ones, including some of the newer ones. I mean, hell, I even had drinks with one of the doctors. It was the seventh doctor, Sylvester McCoy. Not the doctor that you think from Star Trek. His real name is, well, his stage name is Sylvester McCoy. So, I think he was the seventh doctor.
I don't know. They kind of lost me. When, you know, I was a kid when this happened, of course, but they kind of lost me when they did the transition from Tom Baker to the new guy. Like, what the fuck is this?
You never knew that the doctors died and was regenerated?
I did not know that.
Oh.
Nope, I did not know that. You know, the first episode I ever saw, I believe, was called Ark or something like that. He showed up in some sort of a space Ark, and there was some kind of a giant larvae thing going on. Uh-huh. That's the first one I ever saw.
I've seen them all. I like the Keys of Time. That was a sweeper. I think I've got the Keys of Time. I'd love to have the Doctor Who series with Tom Baker in it. That's, you know, be cool.
Well, that might be available on Netflix.
Keys of Time. Yeah. But you should watch The Seventh Doctor. He was good. The ones between him and Baker are sort of, they're okay. I mean, he was the only one that really came in and sort of made it his own, but yet still had nods to the previous Doctors. I thought he did really good. I liked his acting.
Maybe he was the only Doctor Who was really on drugs.
What? Who? Tom Baker?
Baker. Baker was a cokehead, you know it.
Well, I don't know about Sylvester McCoy, but he was pretty good. I liked him.
He was also one of the only doctors, living that is, that refused to partake in the... there was a movie done in the late 80s. And he refused to take part.
Yeah.
So they ended up using footage from old Doctor Who things, and then he became imprisoned in time or something like that. So he couldn't participate in the movie.
Right. Well, they've done that before in previous Doctor Who's when the other Doctors... There's been other things in the Doctor Who where... I think they even did it in Tom Baker's time where they had three of the previous Doctors. They couldn't have all the four of them behind him because one of them had died. Mm. But they used footage from previous stuff and they cut it in and stuff. And they've done that over... periods of time with different doctors where you see all of them all together, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, the five doctors.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really good. The five doctors is Tom Baker all the way back. Did they have the first doctor in that one? I didn't think he was alive at that time.
I think they may have used footage or found a lookalike or something. Wow, I'm not sure. Alright, let's see.
Yeah, it sounds like there could be on Netflix.
It is entirely possible. We can certainly watch those. Don't know if they're on instant or if you have to get the DVDs.
Now, the doctor they got now, I guess, Tabert, he's okay. I've watched a few of his.
Mm-hmm.
It's...
No, it kind of ticked.
I really find it hard to jump in on a Doctor Who series without watching the previous one, where at least they lead up to the changeover.
Yeah, I was excited.
When I get through the changeover, then I can carry on with the other Doctor.
Yeah, I was excited when they decided to reboot the Doctor Who series, and I watched the first season, and then, God, they changed Doctors after the first season.
Being correct.
Come on. But
Matt Smith. Well, some of the doctors didn't last more than a year.
Well, I guess this guy left
like
for...
Colin Baker did not last very long. I think he lasted a year.
Mm.
They didn't... These guys did not want to get typecast. So, some of them did, like, you know, a season or of it, a year, and then quit. So, after Tom Baker, there was quite a bit of change going on as far as doctors. It was like, That's why I said the seventh doctor that came along, he stayed for a little while. Mm-hmm. I have to look now which one Sylvester McCoy was. Damn it. Well, no, Tom Baker's five, six, maybe it's the eighth or the ninth doctor.
I don't know.
Damn.
But anyway, looks like most of the Doctor Who stuff is available for instant streaming. The older stuff, anyway. The newer stuff looks like you need the DVDs, but I don't know. We can watch some of the old ones sometime.
You're saying Sylvester McCoy was the seventh.
I couldn't tell you.
Well, if Tom Baker was the fifth.
I don't know.
There was Colin Baker, and then this other guy that used to play on All Creatures Great and Small.
And then Sylvester McCoy, so I don't know, no. Tom Baker was 4? Okay, so then that does make sense. Davis was 5. Yeah, Davis is the one that played on All Creatures Great and Small.
Okay, how the hell did we get on the Doctor Who?
Colin Baker's had to be 6. Huh?
How the hell did we get on the Doctor Who? Okay, here.
Oh, no, but we're here. It, just enjoy it.
Anyway, moving on. No, what do we have to move on to? Cake. Let's talk about cake.
Let's talk about cake, baby. Let's eat it all, you and me.
Anyway, as we mentioned last week, we are having a contest for all you bakers out there. Called the Narathian Cake Off, or Bake Off, or whatever the hell I call it. Go to kitthecore.org. We have... I'm getting there. Hold on a second. Three, not including mine, I think.
That's good.
Yeah, we're getting there. I mean, we still have another week. Yeah, if you go to kitthecore.org, you're going to see a link there. Second one in called the Narathian Cake Off. And, you know, just make a cake. Bake a bunch of cupcakes, something like that. Whatever. Just make sure they're inspired by EverQuest or EverQuest 2 in some way. And send it to my email. I got a link right there. Let's see what we have so far. We have one inspired by the Shard of Love. I received a submission today that's shaped like the Kinos Claymore. The first submission we have was inspired by Ages and Prophecy. And, of course, I have my my Kellethan house. Didn't turn out as good as I really wanted it to, but, oh, well, it is what it is. Well, we have three up there. We have a prize to give away. So, you know, bake a cake, make a cupcake, whatever. Just decorate it in some sort of EverQuest-related fashion. And... we're going to run this for another week. We're running it until the 20th. And then we're going to have some people vote on it. I'll put up a poll. And we'll vote for the winner. And the winner will receive... let's see, we have a foam squishy EQ2 Knight. That was from the 2010 fanfare. We have a Sony Station flashlight pen, which shines the station logo. We have a EQ2 Key to the City. I believe it's a pewter key or something like that. It looks like a skeleton key. It has the EverQuest 2 logo on it. And we have a black, what I can only assume is fake leather, bound journal. That looks rather nice, actually. I was going to keep that for myself, but hey, Sony gave it to me for prizes for the show, so we're going to give that away.
No, keep it the swag.
No, keep the swag.
You wouldn't write it anyway. This is a blank journal for you to write in?
Yeah.
Like a diary or a journal.
It's a diary type thing. I don't even think... it doesn't even have any lines. It's just blank pages.
Waiting for you to fill it with your creativity.
Yes, and the cover of it has a tree on it. A tree.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, that's about it, man. Just go to kitthecore.org, look for the Narathian Cake Off. It's right there on the front page. And, yeah. Where we are mailing prizes out, I really should put the stipulation in there. U.S. only. I'm not going to pay for international shipping. So, there we have it. Bake a cake! Damn it. I know we have at least one more person... who says that they are submitting something, but they're going on vacation. Should be back in just in time to submit. And, yeah, I mean, I love the idea we had last week to make the a cupcake Kellethan. But that would work. I mean, it would be relatively simple to decorate and stuff, but you would have to create Kellethan. you know, map it out and stuff. Oh, there you go. I think that'd be kind of interesting, don't you?
I think so.
That would be interesting. Maybe we'll do that sometime. Unfortunately, the Kelethan cake I made, I have been given a new recipe by a friend. I'm going to have to give it a try because the recipe that, I don't know, I've gotten chocolate cake down. My chocolate cake is always good, always moist. Every time I try to do a vanilla cake, it always ends up drying out. So
well, that one you did was good.
What one?
That one you did was good.
Which one was that? I've made a lot of cake in the last 6 months.
I don't know, not
months.
This last one, but the one before. Whoa. Somewhere before that. Sorry, I was about to step off something high, you know, and fall a long ways.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what the heck I did different, but I don't know.
I don't know, but it was really, it had a good flavor, but it was dry.
It was very dry. So, I was given a new recipe, which I'll give another try at some point. But I ended up having to throw the Kelethan cake away. It was just, it was dry enough that it was almost inedible. I mean, you got a piece that was just cake and didn't have any frosting with it, you couldn't even swallow it. That was some dry freaking cake. So, there we go. So I'll try another recipe next time. So I think we're going to take a music break. And when we come back, we'll talk about something else. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Alrighty, we'll be back in about 10-15 minutes. And we have returned.
We left?
Well, I did.
You did?
Uh-huh. I went to infinity and beyond! No, I didn't. Anyway, let's talk about broken Pegasus. Go on, you want to talk about it?
For those of you who haven't seen the Pegasus in game, the white wing is broken.
The right wing!
Not when it flies! When it flies, it's fine. But when it lands and it folds its wing, it's broken.
I did not notice that myself.
You haven't noticed? Where are you?
I'm in my estate. Where are you at?
I'm checking out the new Thurgood in Krusty's house.
Mm-hmm.
It's friggin' huge.
Yeah, it's a section of Thurgood.
Yeah. They took the garden, and then they took the area that's there with the merchants and stuff before you go up and see the king. And slapped them two together, and there you go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's got some, you know, the rooms are nice and open, and there's this big area, but
I don't know. That one just seems kind of silly to me. You gave me a section of a cave.
I know. And I checked out the other one, and it's huge, too.
Which one's that?
Oh, the Crom, the giant one.
Oh, the Cromwith one? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I mean, one room's got gold. I mean, from the center room, you look up and it's like, wow, there should be some way to get up there, but there's no second story to it.
Yeah.
And, oh, and getting out, I'm trying to get out from the big house, from the Thurgood Inn house.
And you're lost.
I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
But there's almost like this wall here. In front of the door, between the wood spot and the door itself, I got hung up on it a couple times.
Oh.
This is in the Thurgood Exchange. Mm-hmm. So you go straight on back to that door, you hit that wall. Well, now it's gone. Somebody's playing games out here with me.
Now, let me see.
Let me group with you and I'll come to you. I can't fly my horse in your thing.
Yeah, let me get to a flyable area. Take a look. One sec.
But the, the white right wing does not fold correctly. It's like it's broken. At least it's on both models. It doesn't fold back right.
Hmm.
It looks, you can see it from the top, the sides. I've looked at it from underneath, and it's like, Something didn't get folded right.
That's weird. I would think that that's something that, you know, they would do like a... They would do one side and then just do a mirror image. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Somehow I mean, it just isn't
the
folding
wings,
right.
And all the griffins I have, their wings fold correctly. This one, the right wing is broken.
Hmm.
It's not folding right. For some reason.
Okay, well.
Okay.
Well, I'm not out yet.
Oh,
I just invited you to a group. Hold on a sec.
I mean, I've already sent in a bug report, too.
Good.
It just doesn't look right. I mean, if both wings look that way, then you couldn't really say it's broken because they're matching, but it's not folding right. And it looks fine until it folds flat against the body. Then it looks funky. Because I've watched it. Because when you're gliding and you're starting to lie on and the wings start to fold, they still look okay, but when they match up to the body, the right wing just is not... Mechanics or something wrong in it.
Weird.
I have not ran into a mountain inner. Are you out yet?
I'm almost there.
Hold on. Why didn't you notice that?
Okay, I'm in Antonica. You can go ahead and come to me.
Okay. So the new Prestige homes are nice.
But they kind of big.
I could see them... Well, I would guess they would be more for role-playing than housing.
Yeah.
I guess.
I would guess
I don't know. It's just... They're cool, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the Thurgoden one, and I'm like, what the hell is anyone going to do with this? It really would be more for role player. The Cromriff, yeah, I have seen that. And they're so big, I can't see anyone actually using them as a house. It would really have.
Somebody will. Somebody out there is going to say, "Wow, I really love this," and they will turn it into a great house.
Oh my god.
Okay.
So stand still, so I can take a look. Here. Let me compare the two.
The horse.
Hmm.
You're going to look at the horse.
Yeah, I think I see what you're talking about here.
Look
yeah,
at it.
Yeah, that yes. That right wing is not folding in correctly.
No, but let's see. Now watch it. As I go up, it comes down
right.
Fine.
Okay, well, land.
I'm trying to.
Okay, you know what it is. If you look at it straight on, the right and the left wing are going at the same angle. They're supposed to be mirrored. But, you know, they look like... here, let me do this in here. It almost looks like this. So that's that. That's the body of the horse. And that's the other wing. They're going like that. If you look straight on. So, yeah, it looks like they didn't mirror the right-hand wing correctly. They're both going
yeah,
to the same
it
angle.
Folds, it doesn't fold right.
Yeah.
I hope they fix it.
Well, you sent in a bug report, right? I'm sure they'll take a look at it.
And as far as I know, the white unicorn or pegasuses are the same. Try your griffin. Bring your griffin out.
I've never noticed anything with my griffin. Let me see. No, griffin looks fine.
Nope, your wings are fine.
Yeah, it's just with the Pegasus, I guess. Yeah, but that's what it is. So it's supposed to be
where
like
the bones aren't folding right.
Yeah, like the bottom half of the wing is supposed to be at like a 20 degree angle or something like that, and it's actually at a negative 20. So it's just going the wrong way.
They got the wing on backwards or something?
No, it's not backwards. What they did was exactly what I said they did. They made half the model and then mirrored it. But in a situation like that, you have to go to the wing and say, okay, I don't want that one to go at a 20 degree angle. I need that to fold at a negative 20, so it goes the other way. And it looks like they missed that.
Because when she's in the air, she's fine.
Yes, it's just the idle position. And, you know, that's just my observation from using 3D modeling is it looks to me like they're, you know, they needed a negative sign at the bottom half of that right wing.
Yeah, it's just one of the bones aren't going right.
Mm-hmm. She's at the wrong angle.
Even when she moves, where he moves the leg and the wing moves, still doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah, the poor little horse is like, I don't want to run on the ground. I keep trampling my own wing. Get in the air, will ya?
So for the time being, the Pegasus wing, right wing, is broken.
Yes.
Cosmetic.
And,
yeah, I bugged it.
Yeah, while we're talking about in-game items, I want to, I'm assuming I have Domino to thank you for the, for my new addition. Thank you very much. Greatly appreciated.
Your what?
You know, one of those things you have in your house to turn you into a Rotunga?
Oh. Yeah.
Well, after I said last week on the show that I didn't have one, I logged in the following day to find one in my inventory.
Oh, cool.
So thank you very much.
Now you can run a Bee Cheez-It, which is coming in helpful for this film shoot, since you got to
turn
into Cheez-It a lot for me.
Yeah, that's how I turned into Cheez-It for a shoot.
So that's working out.
Mm-hmm. It's a 6-hour thing instead of a permanent, but hey, why not?
That works. It works. But I do love my Pegasus. I had to have one. I'm usually not one to, you know, I really don't buy that much off the station cast. And I have my armbands. You know, I usually get the little cheapy stuff. You know, like the armband was $1.50. That was okay.
Mm.
You know, and I've bought house extenders and stupid little things like that. But I've never bought a mount off the thing. But I had to have this one.
Yeah.
I just had to. And of course. Well, Pegasus!
Apparently, Ched saw me in the Soulfire as Cheez-It last night.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what her character's name was. Apparently, she was there when I was.
I kind of wish the Pegasus was a little darker. A black, I mean, a really, you know, get a black horse instead of a light black horse.
Yeah, well, you know, now you're just getting picky.
Yeah, I know. But I think if it was too dark, then you wouldn't see the muscular, you know, stuff. But it's good.
So you know what's coming next.
They could have made the mane black. That's it. They could have made the mane black. Okay.
Well, you know what's coming next is, you know, the next stage in this is they're going to have an evil Pegasus that's going to be on fire, or maybe a unicorn's horn on it or something like that.
Nope, the next one is Leapers and Gliders.
Oh, that's right. Going to be some kind of a dinosaur theme here, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw some
screenshots of that. Which is like close to getting to the dragons, which people I know out there want dragons.
We want dragons, damn it!
But the Leaper is supposed to be able to, like, leap large. I mean, either boinga, boinga, you know.
So it'll have, like, the leaping ability of a Froglock or a Aerosigh.
They'll be able to clear distances a lot better. And then the glider is like a leaper. It can leap, but it can pop its wings out to glide.
What?
And if you noticed on those lizards that they're coming out, they have like the lizard wing things, you know, like gliding lizard type stuff.
Yeah.
So that's going to be fun to watch them appear and watch people use them in game.
Right. Now, I was just sent a message here by Sinaya, something like that, saying that what they need to do is modify the Sotacores so they can be flying mounts. I mean, why not? They're already flying, you know, place to place, that kind of thing. Why not have them as a mount?
I know. Well, why didn't they put out the regular Griffins as Griffins? They created a whole different Griffin for the Griffin mounts.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess maybe you could tell the difference between, you know, normal transportation and player-mounted items.
And eventually, you know, they did say eventually they're probably going to come out with an invisible flying mount for the Fae and Erisai, which makes sense. It makes sense.
They have wings. Sorry. They should be able to fly.
Eventually, they might get to that.
I would see them as flying class. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you can see, why they haven't done it yet, though. Because, you know, the first thing that's going to happen, everyone's going to bitch. How come we can't use it? Because you don't have wings. You know,
yeah.
I think it's a fair trade. I mean, Froglux and Ixar have, water breathing automatically, don't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Because they're amphibious races. I think they do, anyway. I know they did an EQ1, I know.
I would not imagine a frog drowning, okay?
Yeah.
Right. I just couldn't imagine a Froglux drowning. That's their element.
Right. So Froglux and Ixars can swim better and they can breathe underwater. The Fae and the Aerosai should be able to fly. They have wings.
Well, true.
It makes sense.
In their lore, the Fae and the Aerosai can't fly. I've never seen that in their lore.
Or at least maybe glide.
I've never seen any lore about Aerosai and Fae that say they can't fly. Let's put it that way.
Hmm. Well, maybe they evolved to the point where they're too heavy and the wing to weight ratio isn't right. I don't know.
Who knows? Speaking of Aerosais,
mm-hmm.
Krima's now flying.
Oh, you got it. You got a remount now.
Yeah, she's finally got a flying mount through the crafting quest.
Mm-hmm.
And because I had the collector's edition, she's got the other Griffin.
Right.
So she has two Griffins now, and I've calculated that she's got about 3 more days of doing faction quests before she can continue on with the Cauldane Prayer Shawl one.
Hmm.
So she's moving along, and then I can get the crafting items and move her on off to the crafting recipes, that is, and move her on off to the Eastern Waste for the rest of the crafting out there, which I probably need to go do too.
Mm-hmm. Lots of stuff to do.
Filming first.
Filming first.
Now I was real hesitant because this there was a video made to this song already, but this time it's different because it's for Cheez-It.
Right. You know, I am actually noticing a slight deformation in the Griffin wing. It's very slight, though. Let me move around. It may just be because I'm on a rise or something. No. The right wing is a little off. The right wing seems to be tipping up just a little bit. But it's not enough where I'm going to get real picky about it.
Well, I've noticed that before, but I just think that's just a normal... You don't want them... I wouldn't want them perfectly balanced.
Yeah,
it's just the way. Maybe it's just the way. But if you notice, his right wing. Yeah, his right wing's dipping down and his left wing's up a little bit. But do you notice which foot he has forward?
Yeah, true.
So that's why the wing's off, because he always has that one foot forward.
Yeah, that could be.
That's why.
That just could be where the animation stops. Let me. Yeah, the wings do move while he runs. So, yeah, it could just be where the animation stops. That's fine.
Now, on the horse, the wings don't...
Do they gyrate at all?
The wings only bounce up and down.
Okay,
huh?
They don't move from side to side like the griffins do.
No, they bounce up and down a little bit.
All right. Kind of awkwardly, too. I mean, when you're running, it actually, lowers its wings.
Now, you see me spinning over here?
Mm-hmm.
It really shows off that defect.
Yeah. Yeah, but like I said, I already said what it is. All they need to go in is find that part in the model and fix it.
Well, it just depends. They've got a lot on the plate right now. I don't probably see it fixed after fanfare.
Yeah, whatever. It's not a game killer. You're not going to, trip. You're not going to trip over the wing and go plummeting to your death anytime soon. Don't worry about it.
But on the other hand, it is a cash item.
Yep, it is a cash item, so they should fix it. But, they got a lot of things going on right now because of fanfare coming up.
True.
It's we're trying to get Nobrin on the show, and he's got a lot of stuff to do. So he's got a lot on his plate right now. So maybe after fanfare. After the fanfare.
Cause it's the Fanfare Countdown.
Well, since, under a month now, huh? Yeah, about 3 weeks for Fanfare.
Isn't it less than that? Isn't it around the 4th of July or right after or something
it's
like that?
It's the 7th. So, yeah, 3 weeks. Just over 3 weeks.
Yeah, we'll be watching from home, guys. Trust us.
Yep, True Flight and Xanadai, I believe, are going. They ought to do some stuff for OGR there, have some broadcasting going on. That's what I did over the last couple of years. Had my Bomb Bowser or Ustream, whatever, on the phone. Just...
Now, I'll be waiting for Sony to do this like Blizzard did.
Hmm? What's up?
They had a pay-per-view type thing.
Oh,
at the
God.
Events.
I would never pay for you to see the events. Come on now. Why?
If you can't go, then, you know.
Well, yeah, I'm interested in the news, you know, from Fanfare and stuff, but I'm not going to pay for it. It's going to be on the forums, you know, like within 5 minutes of it being announced.
True.
I mean, hell, just check out Zam. EQ2.zam.com, number one in game-related
news.
Going
will probably be Twittering and Facebooking from their phones.
Oh, yeah.
I know, we did that, so that's what we did.
Yeah, hell, that's what we did. Matter of fact, they're probably going to be doing it this year, some kind of live streaming thing, because Brass thought it was the bee's knees, what we were doing last year, and she actually asked me where I was broadcasting from so they could link it in their forum posts. Hey, check out this video from Fanfare that, well, Jethel did.
On his MyTouch. Not an iPhone either, so...
Yeah, it's a to your iPhone.
No, it's... You gotta get the tongue out there more and
you
limber.
You can't tell, but I'm holding up two fingers. And for those who don't know, holding up two fingers in England is like holding up the middle finger in the U.S. But actually has more
Doesn't
of a history
that date
to it.
Back to cutting off of the
archers.
The fingers, yes.
Yep. I don't know, I think it was the French, maybe? Something like that. When they would capture archers, they wouldn't kill them. They would just cut off their first two fingers, so they couldn't hold a bow anymore. Chatterillo says it's called the forks.
So, doing the forks.
Forks you, pal.
Is an insult.
So, there we go. All right.
So, Chad, you gonna be able to make tomorrow night's shoot or not? I can't. I've never seen her respond on that.
She says
yep,
probably.
I believe so. Yep. So we need a few more guards, Kinos and Freeport. And I don't care if you want to be both. I think that would be cooler.
Now, and you're gonna need
into both scenes.
Yeah, and you're gonna need me as Cheez-It, so I really can't. So.
No, you can't. Sorry.
Well, let's see, if you have the correct faction, let me go into Kinos. If you have the correct faction, you can go to Kinos Guards, and they do have a set of armor there.
Let me
Let me just link that. Let's see. Kinos, North Kinos, get a boom.
And he disappeared first.
Well, yeah, I'm going to North Kinos. Okay. Oh, that's right. I can't play in the city. Kind of hope they change that, actually. I think, you know, since the city proper should be able to be filled. That's what I think. Okay. Guard Merchant. There it is. Actually, no. This isn't what I'm thinking of. Nope. Sorry.
Oh, hell.
Not what I was thinking of. In Nectulus Forest... All the way up to the north, there was an instance that people used to have to do to get faction because there's a merchant right outside the thing. They have some shiny plate armor there. Actually, if you look at the Kino's guards, they're not in shiny plate armor, are they? Kind of dark.
Kind of dark.
So, okay, scrap the shiny plate armor thing. Scrapping the shiny plate armor. Well, I guess it really depends on your rank, because the captains have shiny armor. Let me see here. Hail him. Ah! He stopped right on top of me. Yeah, I'm not sure what armor this is, but... Yeah, the officers have...
Well, I'm not looking for captains and stuff. I'm just looking for... You know, would you be able to pass as a Kino's guard outside?
Yeah, it looks like it would be probably like a Black Iron or something like that. Not sure which one it is. I wonder why this guy... Okay, I got a group of guards here. Both of them are level 95 heroics, and there's one here that is a regular NPC. I wonder what his deal is. Not stopping when I hail him. He doesn't have a quest thing, and he won't let me search for NPCs. Freeorn. I'm gonna look him up. Because I don't know what's his deal. Let's
see. I don't know. I think I know, but he's probably for some other quest or something. I know he doesn't talk to anybody.
He'll talk to me or else.
What his deal is. He's probably part of the quest. I don't think I've ever seen him before, though.
And I apologize to anybody that's tried to send me mail and it didn't go through. I only have, like, 3 pieces of mail in. One of them is from Jeff Ethel, and those are very sweet letter that I keep. And the other ones are 2 from Drell's
yeah.
I mean, the last... I would say some of the last email that I ever got for him before... He died, and a lot of people say, well, you can take a screenshot of it, and it's like, well, I don't know, there's just something about opening the box and reading it and kind of, I don't know, I'm just not ready to do it yet, but maybe I'm going to have to if that blocks all my email, or my in-game mail.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is, huh?
Yeah, there should be another box for saved mail. Or something. I don't know. I mean, there's no way I could just copy and paste this out, right? No, you can't even copy and paste it.
Now, that would be a nice feature to have in the mail. Be able to save your messages?
Or forward it to your outside account.
Yeah, I mean, the in-game mail in EQ1, you can actually have sent to your normal email address.
Really?
Yep.
I
used to get updates from my EQ1 mail. It was just gold farmers. But I haven't gotten anything from that in a long time.
But I'm just going to have to probably
A screenshot of it.
I'm just going to have to delete them out. Like I said, one of them's from you.
Well, what does it say?
The note, it's a single red rose. The note reads, a blooming reminder of the love I have for you. I will always love you.
Aww.
And now you know why I don't want to delete that.
I'm such a sap.
I know.
No, it was more, you're lying. It was more manly than that. It was, take this rose or else.
I'm serious. You can come down and see this.
Another thing I kind of wish they did, although I realize, okay, now you're just taking up a lot of data space and stuff like that, but, you know, a sent message thing.
Oh, so you can see who you sent things to?
Yeah, so just so you can see, you know, did I actually send that out? You know, because, you know, we had a guild meeting a few months ago, and people are saying, well, I never got the thing. Pretty sure I sent it out. Did I? Don't know. Can't tell. Anyway. So there's no information on that guard.
My horsey's broken wing.
Take his broken wings, and your horse will fly again.
He flies fine. He just stands funny.
He has a crutch.
Can you transcribe it into an in-game book?
There you go.
It would be great if I could copy and paste him.
Well, you can just...
I guess I could drag a book out here and retype what's in the mail and save it that way.
Yeah, you can do that way. My horse has a broken wing.
But that'd be like the same thing as taking a screenshot.
Yeah. But yeah, I do understand why you're keeping that stuff on.
Yeah, it's just sort of...
You know, it's one of the reasons why, you know, we have my family crest hanging up in the living room. If the bully ever ruins that, I will kill him.
I don't think he'd ever ruin it.
Yeah, that was painted by my father. Like, just before he died. So, if that ever gets ruined, cat, boy, whatever, they're dead.
Yeah.
If I come home and find Hobbs hanging from it... What are you doing up there?
I don't know! He won't do that.
I know. Speaking of Hobbs... We have got ourselves a good little mouser.
Go ahead. Tell them what you found the other night with the cat.
Oh, God. I usually, you know, Elkman goes to bed around 10 because she has to get up.
Because I got to get up at 5.
Yeah, you got to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I don't. So I'm usually up until, you know, in between 1 and 3, just watching movies or whatever. And I hear a commotion out in the kitchen. You know, scurrying around and stuff like that. I'm like, what the hell are those cats doing? I flip on the lights just in time to see this mouse go flipping through the air. Well, not, you know, yeah, not very high, but just, you know, flipping through the air and being caught by Mario. Hobbs and Mario had found a mouse, killed it, and were playing soccer with it. I swear to God, they were playing football with this mouse.
Here, cat.
Poor little mouse. But I'm telling you, they made a mess. There was just blood everywhere, man.
One of them, I'm pretty sure Hobbs did a kill shot on the throat because that's where the blood was coming from. So.
Yeah, I actually had to break out the mop. It was just, wow. I don't know how much blood a mouse has, but it was all over the floor.
And then the next day, there was another mouse.
Mm-hmm.
At the foot of the stairs. We live out in the farm country area.
Yes,
so
we get field mice.
We get them all over the place. No matter what we do. I mean, God.
So when you came downstairs, he was at the foot of the stairs?
It was a dead mouse there. Yeah.
Right.
And I had Eric get rid of it. And then, just as, you know, I didn't get a chance to tell you that till later on when I got home and I'm going, hey, hon, guess what we found at the foot of the stairs? And then all of a sudden I hear a commotion going on in the living room. Because there's another mouse.
Yeah, I mean, I see Hobbs and, surprisingly, the dog, Harry Dog, just sitting in front of one of our DVD shelves, racks, whatever, just staring. And Harry gets down, he's sniffing at the DVD rack. I'm like, what are you guys doing? At first, I thought Harry had cornered Hobbs. I thought Harry had cornered Hobbs and Hobbs was afraid to move. No, that doesn't seem like Hobbs. Hobbs would just swipe at him.
And then the dog romped.
And then,
literally,
you know.
They romped.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, what are you guys looking at? So I pull the DVD thing back and right there in the corner, mouse, not dead. Mouse scared for his little squishy life. You know, just... pinned up against the corner.
Help me! I just want some food!
So, I pull everything out of the corner, and then whip the DVD thing out of the way. Get him! And Hobbs went after him, but Harry went after him at the same time, knocked Hobbs out of the way. So, Harry, Hobbs, and I We're scurrying around trying to get this mouse, because I know where they're coming in. They're coming in under the stairs. So we're trying to get him before he goes back under the stairs. We got him. I flipped over some furniture.
Got him.
Yep, the dog got him and carried him over to you and dropped him. Hey, Mom, look what I did!
So the dog's a mouser too.
Yeah, that's just kind of weird. But hey, what the hell, right? But you know the thing is, right now, Harry's favorite toy is a stuffed mouse.
Yeah, so he hasn't torn it up either. It's the cat's toy.
Yeah.
I bought that for Hobbs, and
Harry's taking it.
Harry has taken it over.
So, right now we have three cats and a dog, and they're all mousers.
Well, the thing was probably alive when he grabbed it, but I think the thing died of a heart attack in his mouth, because when he dropped it in here, it was dead. Poof. Thing little heart gave out on it, because they'll have heart attacks. They're so small. If their hearts beat too hard, they'll die from just their hearts bursting. And I think when the dog came in, it was like, holy shit, poof.
Dead mouse. Anyway.
Being in a mouth big enough to swallow you in one bite. One swallow. No bites. Just a swallow. It probably gets anybody to death.
Yeah, I would assume so.
Yeah, here, Mom. Hun. And he's out there still looking for the mouse. Hun, it's in here.
So that was pretty funny. We have a mouse.
Harry's all proud of himself.
Well, he should be. He's protecting the house.
From mice.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I've seen him go after mice before outside.
Yep. As long as he doesn't go without the, as long as he doesn't go for the rabbits. Got a family of rabbits outside by the shed. We definitely don't want them hurt. Because they're cute and fluffy!
Yeah, that night that I scared the rats out of the, barbecue, remember?
I think so.
Harry was all over them. Outside, it was like, whoa, he was attacking them.
Oh yeah, well they're animated toys, is what they are to him.
Yeah.
Oh, get back here! Not moving anymore. Drop them. Oh, anyway. Well, according to today's patch notes, I'm sure Xanadai and Trues already covered this, so we may as well say.
Xan, it was just the True Flight show tonight.
Oh, no Xanadai again?
And a guest. Xanadai was trying out the slushy maker.
Uh-huh.
With vodka.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
So we had a drunk Xanadai.
No, I think we had a hungover Xanadai.
Oh, boy. So, I don't know, I'm looking at today's patch notes, and all it is everything across the board in radiuses and stuff like that for Velios. Okay, we get it, it's too hard. So, you know, this is every zone that I could recognize on that. Mob made easier, less hit points. I think they really overdid themselves on the Velios mobs.
Hey, what are those stuffed guys?
The what?
Never mind.
Stuffed
guys? Never mind, I said.
Well, now you got me wondering what the hell you're talking about.
Thinking of the other stuff that came on the station cache. Sorry.
Okay. What other stuff?
There is plushies.
There are?
Let's see. Yeah.
Would it be under new?
Drundle plushies. A Zulu guard here.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know who these guys are.
Looks like Free Blood to me.
Loyal servants of Talon and Valzek. Valenzek.
Interesting.
I haven't even looked at those.
Yeah, I don't know who these people are either. They look kind of neat, though.
Let's see. Where?
The chicks are hot.
They're under
new.
The chicks are hot.
They're under new.
Yeah, sure. The chicks are hot. Why not? The Va'ul Protectors and the Va'ul Guard are girls. Well, they're hot like as hell.
Well, how come we don't get to wear anything like that?
I don't know. I don't know, but that Va'ul Guard there seems to have one hell of a wedgie going on.
Oh.
Yeah, she has a thong.
With the red armor?
Yeah, she's got a thong.
In the back, yeah.
Kind of neat armor, though. Nothing that Jethel would wear, but kind of neat.
But you can buy them and put them in your house for guards, I guess.
I guess. Kind of neat.
I would like to know if they walk around. That would be cool.
Probably not. So if they're plushies, they wouldn't be. I don't know. You know, we had a joke in the Knights of the Holy Storm back in EQ1. The Thong of Power. The Thong of Power that one of our characters claimed to have. That would be kind of neat to have. Get a, you know, quest item or something like that. Like, a thong with, like, you know, 100 health or something like that. The thong.
They're only 200 station cash apiece. That's, I guess, not bad.
A thong?
No, these plushy guys.
Now, of course, I have Professor Farnsworth going through my head. My thong!
The guys are kind of ugly.
Yeah, the guy's kind of ugly.
They're lurchish.
Yeah.
They're sort of like lurch.
But like I said, the chicks are hot. And they look kind of free-bloodish.
Well, yeah, they're white skin. I think that is the free blood thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Oh, anyway.
Well, you'll probably have some new chicks hanging around your place now.
Come see Jethel in his Thong of Power! The thong, oh, the thong, the thong. Chicka-pom-pom, chicka-pom-pom, chicka-pom-pom. Shake it in your thong-thong.
No!
Oh, no! This week on the Jethel Silverwing Show, Cheese It gets a thong!
It's
kind of breezy in the back.
Would he really know what to do with one? He'd probably think it was a slingshot.
Like, the girl in the Beverly Hillbillies on the first episode?
Yeah.
What you doing up there? Well, Miss Hathaway just gave me a double-barreled slingshot.
Oh, yeah, and there's still speculation as to what the new class is going to be.
I mean, told
That's
by...
That's the big announcement for fanfare.
What's that?
That's the big announcement for fanfare.
What? There's going to be a new class?
New class.
Beast Lord, probably.
Do you really think they're going to do a Beast Lord?
You know what they're going to do? They're going to do just the same thing that they did with the announcement of Elios. Of the announcement of Sundered Frontier. They're probably going to tease you with it. And then come up with something else. Remember that they did that? They had all these ice scenes and stuff like that. And all of a sudden, and you think, Velios, it's got to be Velios, it's got to be Velios. And it's Uridan?
Well, what new class could they come up with unless it was sort of...
I don't know.
Some sort of beast handling class. I mean, when you think about it, what are we missing? And we've got everything, it seems like.
I don't know. Cats, Ratangas.
Those are races. We're talking class.
Well, Beast Lore is really the only one from EQ1 that we don't have. Know what I mean? You still there?
True, but that...
But that's the only that's the only class from EverQuest 1 that we don't have in EverQuest 2.
What happens if it wasn't a adventure class? What happens if it's a totally different sort of class? One for exploring?
No, they wouldn't do that.
Okay, fine.
I'm just saying, they wouldn't do it. Here's your new class, and you don't have to fight anything!
What?
No. No, I really thought that's what they were going to go with. Remember when EQ2 first came out, you had to tell an NPC whether or not you were going to be an adventurer or you were going to be an artisan?
Mm-hmm.
And what? No matter what you told that NPC, it didn't make a damn bit of difference, did it?
No, it didn't.
But, you know, we'll wait and see. I mean, yeah, True Flight's got a point there. We don't have any alchemists. But, you know, that goes along with... who makes the potions? Potion making.
Yeah, it's a trade skill class.
Yeah, it's the potion making now. I remember back in EQ1, only rogues could do potions. Oh, anyway.
Oh, unless they do something like WoW did and go with the undead...
Undead
knights.
Oh, God.
Death knights.
I don't know. I guess we'll find out, huh?
Yeah. We got 3 weeks to ponder. I know, they're going to do steampunk class.
That's why Narbonne can't come on right now. He's in hog heaven!
I could see that one, though. A steampunk class. Where they have to use technology and magic. They fight with items that are tinkered.
Yeah, that's the whole thing, though. A truly tinkered class would have to be from the gnomes. Hello, Mr. Young Timberwolf. What are you doing all the way up here? I just landed on top.
Being Young Timberwolf.
I'm just flying around in Tonica, and I just landed on top of a mountain. There's a Timberwolf up here. What the hell are you doing up here?
If it's the mountain, I think it is over by the crossroads.
No, not quite.
No.
Nope. So I'm just gonna kill him.
Oh. No! Yep. He deserves to live. That's why he went up there.
He's like, damn it, I wanted to come up here to get away. I wanted to get it away from it all. Damn you! Damn you and your hunting ways! Alright, well, so to recap, we need stuff.
For tomorrow at 7.
For tomorrow at 7.
We need Lucan. We need FaZe. We're going to finish up the filming. If not, we'll carry it on.
We will make do, but we'd really like your
tomorrow
help.
Tomorrow I want to do guards. Tomorrow I know I would like to do guards, but we'll just kind of wing it.
We'll wing it and
so
we will...
So watch the OG... Watch the OGR channel.
Yeah, we will film whatever we have people for.
Yeah, that's usually how we do it.
If you go to kithagore.org, you will see the 6th item down on the list, casting call for music video. That pretty much has a list of what we're looking for. Actually, we should probably edit that. Just cross off what we've already done.
You can do that.
So there's that.
Maybe the new class will be Jedi.
Speaking of Jedi, I just looked at I just found a really funny comic at Cheeseburger.
I'm sorry. I was looking at the kid grumble.
That's fine.
So, a meeting between Gandalf and Obi-Wan Kenobi. You shall not pass!
I shall pass.
You shall pass! So, Senaya is telling me here about a game called Deathspank.
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 Your powers are based off the one true thong.
Oh, no.
The one true thong.
Apparently, it's for the PS3. Never heard of it before. It's called Deathspank.
No. Why don't they come up with the pantsless class?
I have never been in the Antonican Basin. Apparently. That's where I am now. Oh, I see. This is where you were when you went back in time to see Phoebe. Never been in. What?
Antonican Basin?
Mm-hmm. Shit, what did this used to be called?
The
Fire Mist Gully. Fire Mist Gully.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's Fire Mist Gully.
Yeah, but you could fly into it now.
You can.
Mm-hmm, and it's called the Antonican Basin.
You have to... Yeah, but you have to go into the instance to get to the...
Fire Mist Gully, right. But yeah, you could fly into the Antonican Gully now. Antonican Basin. Alright, well, so, yeah, we need stuff for filming tomorrow night. We still have the cake decorating contest going on. Doesn't gotta be real elaborate, guys. You know, just do your best. If you just, you don't have to sculpt anything. It could just be a sheet cake that says, I love EverQuest 2. That's fine. Give it a shot. Personally, I'm not happy with the way that mine came out.
I thought it looked good. It just
My base coat sucked. It sucked so bad. I couldn't get it smooth. It started crumbling. Sucked.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I like the way my piping work came out, and I got complimented on the roof. What I wanted to do for the roof, I wanted to melt chocolate into shingles and just shingle the roof. That would have been cool, but, you know, money restraints and stuff like that. I think I did good with what I had, though. But I've been told my problem with laying down a smooth base coat is what I'm using to spread it. I mentioned on Facebook that I'm using rubber spatulas. That's going to grab the frosting. That'll pull the frosting.
Yes. Right.
Metal spatula. They make... You know, you've seen them on Cake Boss. The ones that are kind of angled so they're flat.
Mm-hmm.
So those are what you want to use. And they're pretty inexpensive, so maybe one day I'll be able to pick one up. But, you know... So what I'm using is the problem. You know, maybe I'll just use a putty knife.
That's all. Huh?
I'll use a putty knife. Why not? It's flat, it's metal, and it's straight.
And it's got give.
Mm-hmm. Alright. You know what? I think we're done for today.
Okay.
So, yeah. Thanks for tuning in, folks. See you next week. Justin Silverwing Show for the 14th of June, 2011. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week, guys. That's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
I'm Elkin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf.
And I'm Cheesy Nibblebuns.
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Jeff. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by
a 4-pound jar of jelly beans,
2 badgers,
a package of expired Twinkies,
a sack of walnuts,
Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elkin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.